Welcome to the Fast Mode podcast series. I'm Tara Neal, and with me today is Olgai Tash, VP of Product Development at Ethia. Ethia is a leading global software vendor delivering CX-focused, AI-driven digital transformation solutions. Olgai joins us in an exciting discussion on AI-driven product suites for telcos. Welcome, Olgai. Great to have you on today's episode.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tara, for introduction, and thanks for inviting me.
Awesome. So let's dive right in. Why are telcos shifting towards enablement solutions, or as we call them, bundles of integrated products or product suites, rather than just relying on standalone product offerings? I mean, standalone products have been around forever, right? So what's driving this shift?
Yeah, sure. Great question, Tara. Yeah. Standalone products, you know, have their own place. Actually, they address specific needs. The thing is, standalone products generally only offer a partial fix. They solve one piece of puzzle. But, you know, telcos are dealing with rather complex and multi-layered challenges. This is a complex world. That's where product suites come in, and they provide a comprehensive answer to the unique needs of telco for ensuring seamless and holistic solutions. Maybe let me give you a simple analogy to better explain. Imagine you are hungry, right? You could eat a slice of bread, some cheese, and a few veggies separately. Sure, it will solve your hunger and it will fill up you, but does it satisfy you? Instead, if you make a good meal or a salad, even maybe with the same foods, but it is more a proper solution for your hunger, you know. So that's what product suites exactly do. They bring everything together into a cohesive, well-rounded offerings that's designed to meet telco's needs holistically. So you get better customer experience. To sum up, product suites are creating a unified customer experience, ensuring consistency across all touch points of the customer, whether it could be sales or support or service. And we should not also not forget to be bigger picture. The industry is moving towards ecosystem and B2B and B2BX model. So these require more integrated and flexible approaches. Telcos cannot afford to operate in silos. They need comprehensive solutions that work together seamlessly. That's exactly what product suites deliver.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I like the analogy that you just shared, and I think it really illustrates the concept of a unified customer experience, you know, that you highlighted. So now that we know the reason for this shift, let's dig deeper into the practical benefits of product suites. How exactly do AI-driven product suites make a difference in sales and customer service channels? And what is their impact on agent efficiency and customer experience?
Right, exactly. As you know, customer experience is becoming a key differentiator. Customer service is transforming into a strategic function, resulting to increased revenues and profits, you know. AI is a game changer in this process. No doubt about it. Let me break it down and give some more details. First of all, AI-driven automation across all the sales and customer product suites streamlines workflows and reduces inefficiencies. AI-driven product suites are like having a supercharged assistant for both agents and also customers. Let's start with agents' efficiency. One of the most immediate benefits is cost reduction and efficiency. AI automates a lot of repetitive tasks, manual tasks that agents typically handle, like data entry, ticket routing, or even answering basic customer queries. By automating these processes, you are not just saving time, you know, but also reducing your staff costs. While AI can handle repetitive tasks, when a situation requires an empathy or maybe the problem can be complex, in that situations, the AI can hand over to the real human agent. But it can solve much more repetitive and basic tasks without human intervention. But it doesn't stop here. AI also boosts agents' productivity, you know, by providing them with the tools they need to work smarter instead of working harder. Indeed, we are calling them augmented agents or humans with AI services. So we are augmenting our real agents with the AI services and they become super agents. For example, AI can analyze customer data in real time and suggest best next steps or solutions during the call. This means that agents can resolve cases faster and more accurate. Imagine that a customer calls in with a billing issue, let's say. Instead of agent having to dig through multiple systems to find the right information, AI can pull up the customer's history, identify the problem, and suggest resolutions all in a matter of seconds. So that is huge time saver. It leads to faster case resolutions, which is really a big win for both agent and both customers. Another important area is, besides the efficiency and cost reductions, I think it is very important customer experience. AI-driven product suites takes personalizations to a new level. By analyzing customer data like past interactions, preferences, and behaviors, AI can tailor every interaction to the individual customers. For example, if a customer frequently contacts support about a specific and always recurring issues, AI can proactively offer solutions or even suggest upgrades or add-ons that might prevent that issue happening in the future. So this level of personalizations doesn't just make customer feel valued or happy, it also enhances their overall satisfaction, you know. It is not just about making things easier for the agents. It is about creating better experience for the customer too. When you combine faster resolutions with personalized engagements, I think it's a perfect recipe for the success. In short, AI helps your work smarter, deliver better service, and reduce costs and grow your business. This is really game changer, Tara.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really interesting. Well, we are intrigued and want to learn more. So can you provide more details? Maybe we can dive into cost reduction first. What are the biggest cost drivers in sales and support operations? And how can AI-driven product suites or excellence solutions optimize or reduce them while still maintaining high-quality service?
Well, actually, the biggest cost drivers in sales and support operations are typically manual processes and the size of the support team. Let's think every time an agent has to manually enter data, route ticket, or answer routing queries, it takes time and also consumes resources. Especially when you are dealing with the thousands of customers, those costs add up quickly, you know. But by automating processes across various BSS products, you can significantly reduce workload on your agents. For example, AI-powered virtual assistants can handle routine queries like checking account balances or resetting passwords without any human intervention. Tara, we know that AI agents or chatbots can handle easily more than 50% of the call without redirecting real agents. We have this potential. At least 50% is clear. This, and we are actually experiencing this in our implemented project also. This is not only reduces call volumes, but also down, you know, the staff cost also. So as AI becomes deeply embedded in telco operations and integrated to the BSS applications, it amplifies the value of the customer interactions, and this directly links to the business outcomes by improving several important KPIs like cost reduction, like first contact resolution, you know, churn prevention, NPS, etc. These are the important gains that AI agents or AI provides us.
Well, Olga, that makes so much sense. Now let's talk about leveraging customer data. How can businesses use this data to personalize interactions and drive loyalty through AI-driven sales and customer service solutions?
Okay, you know, Tera, the customer data is like a gold, we know that. But if you know how to use it correctly, AI-powered analytics, when integrated into product suites, can unlock deep and actionable insights about our customers. This allows you to deliver hyper-personalized engagements. In Etia, we are working with generative AI and AI services integrated into our BSS product suites with an additional layer, which we are calling digital twin of the customer. What is exactly that? It's an evolving virtual model of the customer fed by customer interactions, order, tickets of the customer, usage behavior, etc. With an AI-powered analysis of such data, we can provide actionable insights. By saying actionable insight, I mean that we can take actions for the futures. And that allows telco marketers and sales and customer care agents to offer hyper-personalized products and services. A unified data layer is critical here. Also, it ensures that every interaction is seamless and in context. Imagine a customer starts a conversation on chat and then calls it in later. With a unified data layer, the agent already knows the context, you know, and context of the conversations, so the customer doesn't have to repeat themselves. So the effort of the customer is less. It leads to effortless customer experience.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right, Olgay. So looking ahead, what emerging trends in AI and automation do you see redefining solution suites in the coming years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the future is exciting. Indeed, not far future. The near future is also exciting, and we are very fast in this AI world. We are talking nowadays generative and agentic AI, you know. One of the biggest trends is rise of a generative AI, which will transform conversational interactions and agent augmentation. Imagine AI does not only answer the questions, but also generate creative solutions. They create contents. For example, a very, very big, simple example is drafting personalized email for customers. It is very easy. So we are now in stage of shifting from reactive to proactive engagement of AI-driven predictive analytics. Instead of waiting for a customer to report an issue, AI can predict it and address it before it happens. Nowadays, with AI agents, we are moving from passive stage of AI to an active one. AI agents are designed to perceive their environment, process information, and take autonomous actions. This marks also beginning of new stage of where software applications will be radically transformed and adopted by AI agents. Our backend system, software applications that combined in the BSS solutions are changing with and replacing with the AI agents. So in Etia, we are dedicated to integrating this innovation into our BSS product stack, and we are transforming our BSS stack. So we are always moving towards system where multiple AI agents can communicate with each other. These shared insights will result in a more relevant offers and services and also smoother customer experience and customer journey. It's like actually Tera, having a team of virtual agents working together behind the scenes to create a seamless experience. Can you imagine it? There are many virtual agents and they are working instead of us for the better customer experience.
Wow. Yeah, old guy. I think, you know, you really brought up some really pertinent areas that are often discussed when we talk about, you know, revolutionizing customer experience. Well, that's really great. So onto our last question for today. If a company wants to start integrating AI-driven sales or customer service product suites today, what advice would you give them? How should they begin?
Yeah, my advice would be to start with a, first of all, clear strategy. Identify the gaps and key customer pain points in current product stack. Where are the inefficiencies? Where are customer experiencing frictions? Once you have identified those areas, define an AI-driven enablement strategy that addresses them. First, start small with a modular AI enhancement, but in high-impact areas. For example, you could begin with an AI-powered virtual assistant to handle routine queries. This is very simple and this is very good start. Once you see the benefits, you can expand step by step. Nowadays, you know, there are many new releases in the world of AI using LLM, agentic AI, GenAI, and those are crucial to bring value for the operators in transforming customer service and customer experience into strategic focus area. Another advice I can say that choosing and making a strategic partnering with a vendor or a company that provides AI solution for you. So you can work with together that solution providers. And we should not also forget the importance of the governance and security and ethical AI practices. Make sure your AI solutions are designed to work seamlessly with your existing system and always prioritize transparency and fairness. Tara, for the last word, I can say that AI is a powerful tool, but it is only as good as the strategy behind it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, it's clear that AI-driven product suites are not just a trend. They are the future of the telco industry. And with that, I guess we have reached the end of our session. Well, thank you, Olgai, for joining us and for sharing your amazing insights and advice.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure to me also, Tara. Thank you very much.
And to everyone tuning in, thank you guys for listening. If you want to learn more, visit www.etia.com and follow us for more updates and insights as we continue to uncover the latest in technology and telecommunications. See you in our next session. Bye-bye.